Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this All Saints Day, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, "For All the Saints Who From Their Labors Rest." Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first lesson appointed for All Saints Sunday is taken from the first lesson, Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17, with special attention to the following verses. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve Him day and night in His temple, and He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the Word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, "Children of the Heavenly Father." Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again, not to be sad at the loss of our loved ones, but to rejoice and be glad that they have received their reward and are blessed as children of the Heavenly Father in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven, where God will wipe every tear from their eyes and death shall be no more. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the first lesson, Revelation chapter 7, with special attention to verse 17. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, what are the many wonders of the kingdom of heaven? What would you say right now? Yes, what are the many wonders of eternal life in the kingdom of heaven? This is especially significant today as we once again celebrate All Saints' Day and remember not only all the saints in the Old Testament, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and many others, as well as all the saints in the New Testament, St. Paul, the 12 disciples, and others, but especially our own loved ones who have died in the Lord and are now in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven. The words of Jesus himself in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25, verse 34. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world. The words of Jesus in the Gospel lesson for today, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 12, as he was preaching the Beatitudes during the Sermon on the Mountain, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Yes, we rejoice and we are glad today that our loved ones are now blessed as saints in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven. And yet at the same time, we know very little about the many wonders of the kingdom of heaven. As a matter of fact, even though we don't know everything about the kingdom of heaven, we know from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 2, that Jesus calls heaven as the Father's house with many rooms, or as we read in the King James Version, with many mansions. And one of those rooms or mansions belongs to our loved ones. In his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 1, St. Paul describes heaven as a building from God, an eternal house not built by human hands. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 2, heaven is also described as the holy city, the New Jerusalem. St. Paul also writes in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, that our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, in our text for today, Revelation chapter 7, verse 15, Jesus says that our loved ones are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. In other words, they are not sitting around and just resting from their labors, as we sang in the opening hymn, for all the saints who from their labors rest, but keeping busy, serving, praying, singing, and praising God. But what is even more fascinating about heaven is the stark reality that our loved ones do not have the need to sleep anymore, nor are they hungry or thirsty anymore. That would also be true of us once we get to heaven. Our text says we shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. Can you imagine never being tired or sleepy anymore? Never being hungry or thirsty anymore? But what is even more interesting about heaven is the fact that we won't need the sun, the moon, or the stars to shine on us. And why? Because Jesus says in Revelation chapter 21, verse 23, that the city, heaven, does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Yes, in heaven, we won't need any water, food, electricity, natural gas, or anything else because our bodies are going to be perfect without the need for any of these amenities and necessities of life. And finally, that Jesus as a Lamb will be our shepherd who will guide us to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes, as we are never going to experience any grief and sadness or the need to cry anymore, because heaven is going to be a place of joy and happiness. Listen to what Jesus says in Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the former things have passed away. In heaven, God is going to wipe every tear from our eyes. No more death or mourning, no more crying or pain. Only joy and happiness forever and ever to all eternity. And as I reflect today again on the many wonders of heaven, I have always envisioned it to be like the Garden of Eden that Adam and Eve enjoyed in the very beginning of time, where everything was perfect and without sin, surrounded by beautiful roses, green grass, trees, majestic hills, mountains, valleys, lakes and rivers, and yes, the oceans without any trash or pollution. In the last chapters of the book of Revelation 21 and 22, we have a good description of the kingdom of heaven with all of its joy and bliss, with special attention to the words of Jesus in chapter 22, verses 3 through verse 5. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. In heaven, our loved ones no longer need the sun or the moon or the stars to shine on them, because the glory of God is the light that shines on them, and Jesus is their lamp. Heaven is now their new home, as Jesus walks with them and he talks with them and he tells them that they are his own. The words we're going to sing in the next hymn, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there none other has ever known. Yes, Jesus emphasizes this kind of relationship he has with them. We read in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the former things have passed away. Jesus also says in Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works do follow them. Right now, our loved ones are reigning forever and ever as they keep busy, serving, praying, singing, and praising God with Jesus' name written on their foreheads. No more evil or strife or hatred or anger or any kind of disappointment, problems, troubles, trials, or tribulations. On the contrary, it is a place where everything is always good, loving, and peaceful as they are serving Jesus day and night in his temple. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we look forward to the wonderful joy and the beautiful bliss of eternal life. We will also enjoy one day in the kingdom of heaven with our loved ones who have preceded us in death and are now in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is going to be awesome. It's going to be incredible. It will surpass anything we have ever experienced during our lifetime, including the birth of our children, any of our birthdays and graduations, any promotions, or even for that matter, our wedding day or any of our anniversaries. It is going to be wonderful to see our loved ones again in heaven as we embrace them and tell them how much we have missed them all these many years. But until we see our loved ones again, whether a grandparent, a parent, a spouse, a child, a sibling, or anyone else in our family or in the circle of our friends, may our prayer today be the words of one of our traditional hymns, "Behold the host arrayed in white," which makes reference about our loved ones in heaven. These are the saints who kept God's word. They are the honored of the Lord. They now serve God both day and night. They sing their songs in endless light. Their anthems ring when they all sing with angels shining bright. May God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless us today as we celebrate All Saints' Day and dedicate this special service in loving memory of all of our loved ones to the glory and honor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. Not to be sad today at the loss of our loved ones, but to rejoice and be glad that they have received their reward and are now blessed as children of the Heavenly Father in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "In the Garden." Amen.
Oh,
us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this All Saints' Day, as we remember and celebrate our loved ones who have departed and are now in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. Amen.